Yishin, because of that, midrabonon, he's mechuyev to be keli from the keli. Al kol chokish lisma bezali sedeye disvile bimokim shetzolach klipe shore b'di'evet beloi klipe shore b'di'evet beloi klipe. So in other words, so he says, so here, so in other words, if let's say a keli became osa because a nisa was kovish for 24 hours. Let's say at 6 o'clock Sunday morning he was kevish yain esach in it, and it stayed there in that chov, in that kele for until 6 o'clock Monday morning. So then after 6 Monday morning he cooked a certain tafshil shalheter. So that tafshil shalheter, even if he doesn't have shishim like the klipe of the kele, so it's still muter. Why? Because since it only involves the rabbonon, so memele we rely on the shite of the rosh and of the rambam that where klipe is required. So memele, So then the evet it's muta beloi klipe. Now, so how is it that the taz only? So inochaname. So what the taz means here is that we rely on the psak of the mechaber and Ramo in Simen Tzadik Aleph, even though the taz in Simen Tzadik Aleph was masik against the Ramo as to why he was mekil, and he relied on the shita of the Rambam. When the shite of the rivo is kineged, but here he says we can rely the evet on the psak of the mechaber and the ramo in sinetzalikal. Now, and the primigodim points out that the taz in simen tzadi gimel is eser himself. Here he says that when a certain kele became osa through kovush, and then you are mivashel in it, so even if you don't have shishim negative klipe, so it's also muta deved, because the eved we rely on the shite of the psak of the mechaber and ramo in simen tzadik aleph, that where something is only osa kede klipe. So the evet, even without klipe and without shishim negde klipe, so it's muta. But in simen tzadik gimel, turn to simen tzadik gimel, daf rei zayin omud aleph, the last line, veikar, daf rei zayin omud aleph, the last line, the taz in simen tzadik gimel. Veyikah im nishtaye meisleis hacholov bikli afilu miyoshin ubishlu boy moso teich meisleis lishius. Okay, nearly zaiti bo shein lehokil klal. Veyikah im nishtaye meisleis hacholov bikli afilu miyoshin ubishlu boy moso teich meisleis lishias hacholov de haveki bishlamanish. So in other words, suppose you kept milk in a certain keila for 24 hours. Then after that, you cooked bosor in the same keila. Now, so the keila absorbed droplets of milk, minute droplets of milk. Why? Because it was kovush. Milk was kovush for 24 hours. Then, after 24 hours, so you cooked meat in it. So then some droplets of milk were only flat and they were absorbed by the meat that you cooked in the kele. So it becomes osa. So in other words, even though now, so apparently, so the primigodim says, and he says, what does it mean? You must have, even if you have shishim bishul mamesh, so even if you have shishim neged the klipe, is not enough. You have to have shishim neged the whole kele, because we don't know how much it was beleya. So we take the maximum. So in other words, the taz is eser himself. Here in Simen Kufay, he takes it for granted, like the shite of Teisves and the Rajba, that kovush arifim vishul can only be madliya ibliya muetis kide klipe, not ibliya gmura b'seir kolakli. But in Simen Tzadik Gimel, he assumes, like the shite of the Rambam, that kovush arifim vishul, so it's mivushul mamesh, and it's mivushul mamesh, and it absorbs ibliya gmura. Alright? So that's strange. I mean, that there is such a stira in the taz. Alright. Now, we left off at the Shach in Sivdal. Sifei. V'yei shemen mechom okim umaflit mavli avei sakidit lim. V'rohu lochish. Hu shite izet as the shit of the Rajm. V'rohu lochish li zoya bidovo lechatchim. Pirish. No, afilu udovo. She darkei la'adichei achakei. Dioz muter la'anichei al gabei iser tzenei. Kidliu risimen tzadikale. In other words, there is a loche mentioned in Simen Tzadik Aleph. In other words, when are you a muter, whether you are under what circumstances, is one allowed to place a chtiche of heter on top, tzenen, cold, on top of a chtiche of visa tzenen. Let's say, suppose you have, let's say, a piece of meat, cold meat, that is heter, and there is a piece of cold meat that is straight. Are you allowed to put the cold meat that is kosher upon the cold meat that is straight? So you're not allowed. Why shouldn't you be allowed? After all, there couldn't be any bliya. So what's wrong in placing a one cold piece of meat that is heter upon another cold piece of meat that is iser? The answer is true, there is no bliya, but some bein might be transferred. There is always, so when you put one piece of meat, one chatich upon another, so some grease, even though it's cold, will be transferred from the surface of one chatich to the surface of the other. But that bien can easily be removed by rinsing it. So then if any bien sticks to the chatich, so when you rinse it well, so it will be removed. But maybe he'll forget to rinse it. So because of that, one is not allowed lechatchile to put a chtiche heter upon a chtiche ofisa, even though both are cold. Because maybe he'll forget to rinse it and will eat it with a little piece of grease of isa sticking to the chtiche of it. Masha'inkin, if it is a kind of chtiche that no person eats without rinsing it first. There are certain articles of food because that people out of cleanliness, so they will not eat it before they rinse it. So then you are allowed to put such a chtiche seter upon a chtiche sisa. Because if that chtiche seter happens to be that kind of a food that no person will eat it without washing it first. So he says, now he says, V'rohu lochish lizoya bidovo lechatchile. So what does it mean? Do lechatchile. So in other words, like lechatchile, we should not put, let's say, in a cliche, a dovo shall heter in contact with the dovo shall iser. Because lechatchila we have to be chishish for the shittes harajbo. There might be bliye, but the eved, if he did place a dova shaleta on top of a dova shalisa in a cliche, so it's not this. But lechatchila he shouldn't place a dova shaleta in a cliche on top of a dova shalisa, because we have to be chishish. So why shouldn't he do it lechatchila? Because we have to be lechatchila, we have to be chayish for shittes harajbo. So the shach was disturbed by the question, why do we have to resort to the shittes harajbo? Lechatchila you shouldn't do it anyway, because lechatchila you're not allowed to place a chtichas heta tzeinim gomo with a chtichas isa tzeinim gomo. So the naftimina is, if it is the kind of a thing that people never eat without rinsing at first. So if it hadn't been a cliche, if it had been tzein and gomor, then you would be allowed lechatchile to put a dvar heter tzeinen and dvar iser tzeinen, because there is no choshe. Before you he'll eat it, in no probability he'll wash it first, so we'll remove any grease that might be transferred. Masha'inkin, if it's in a cliche, then he shouldn't put one on top of the other, because we have to chishish lechatchile for the shittes harajbo. Alright, this is what he says. Pirish afilu dov shedak ladichay hakim. Does mutar ladichal gabi isatzeinen? Kilu we see in tzametek alev. We come back mochi yishlo zel chatchilu bedovo. Say, and we see free arachti b'dinei yirur klishen. We chan echti b'tach lizakitzo mash negi b'shorosh yadim. Das Rashbam. So in other words, das Rashbam. She viu ateisis perik damchato. So perik kiro v'rosh v'ram. Shomu mod chay ba. Goisos chesiv alis chovim misiv hatrumo diru klishen. Ve'ini mivash. That's the sheet of the Rashbam. And the other lishen we agree that Iru has a same din as like Ishein. Iru from Iklishin has this din like Iklishin. V'chein in Maflit Mavli Akech. K'moish Iklishin. Now the sheet is on Marshal, so is that Iklishin itself it can be Maflit by itself, can be Mavli Akech itself. But to be Maflit and Mavli together, that's not. So that's one sheet. That's the sheet of the Rashba. Vidas Rabnetam, Vidas Rabnetam Shivi Kolach Poskim, Lishon, the Yiru Mibashal Kedei Klip. A second sheet is that Yiru is Mibashal Kedei Klip, Moitlerish, Umucha Das Rashbam, the Mikol Mokim Yiru Mavliya Kedei Klip. Even though the Rashbam sheet is that Yiru has a din of Klisheini, and it's not Mibashal, so Mibashal it's not. But Mavliya, it can be Kiliklip, Rashbam. Because that's we have a Gemara before Ashes. Tatoyegova. So the Gemara, what does the Gemara say, Tatoyegova? If the bottom is hot, and the top one, if the bottom one is hot, so then the whole thing becomes Asa. But if the bottom one is cold, and the top one is hot, so it only Asas Kiliklip. So what does it mean? If the bottom one, when you pour from a Klerish, upon a cold food, so then we say that to Igova. So in the long run, even the thing that you pour, the hot water, let's say, that you pour upon the cold food, so even the hot water will become cold, but the first moment before it manages to cool off the hot water that is spilled on the cold thing at the bottom, so it manages to be Maglia Kiliklip. That the Gemara in Pesachim says, because of Tatoy Gova. So if the Tatoy is cold, so in the long run, the top one also becomes cold. But Ademeika Bola Kiliklip. But that's Yiru. The answer is that Yiru is Maglia Kiliklip. But the Rashbam says that Iru has the same din like Klisheni. The answer is Iru has the same din like Klisheni. Just as Klisheni is not Mivashel, so Iru is not Mivashel either. So Iru is not Mivashel either. Iru is not Mivashel either. So in other words, so according, let's say, to the Rashbam, so let's say you're allowed to pour hot water. Hot water, let's say, upon a neir, and you're not on Shabbos, and you're not considered mivashel, because Yiru has the same din like Klisheni, just as Klisheni is not mivashel, so Yiru is not mivashel either. But the Gemara in Pesachim says that when you are mi'aref a miklirishi upon a neir, so that is cold, so then it's mavliya kliklipe, So not because of Bishul, because there is Bliak Diklip. So even the Rashbam must agree that there is Bliak Diklip. Umuchach Radas Rashbam, Nikomo Kimiro Magliak Diklip, Kimiro, Isar Iseyach Al Heter, Oicholo Val Gavi Boso. So, in other words, hot milk. He poured hot milk, upon meat. So Isak Diklip, so you have to peel off from the top, from the surface of the meat. But it's not Biteras Bishul. It's only Biteras Bliak. In other words, many poskim say that what is called bishul and what is called just blie, if something can do both, can accomplish both things at the same time, be mafli from one and mavli and the other, then it's called bishul. But if it can only do one, either be mavli or either be mafli, then it's not bishul. So he says, lukach mutala ari salatani geles limeil. In other words, so according to the Rashbam, one is allowed to pour hot water from a klirishi upon a chicken in order to enable him to pluck out the feathers quick. According to the Rashbam, not according to Rabnetam. Because according to Rabnetam, so Yiru is mivashel to the clip. So that means that Yiru can be maflit and mavliya kiachas. So in other words, when you pour, let's say upon a chicken, palichit, hot water from a clinician, so it is peeling the dam from one moke in the chicken, and it is madliya the same dam in another moke. So mimele the chicken becomes osa, according to Ramnata. But according to Rashbam, iru is not mivashe. It is a din of klisheini. So mimele it cannot be mavliya and be mafli together with vasachas. That's like bish. It can only be mavliya by itself, or it can be mafli by itself. But in order to asa the chicken should become osa as a result of the fact that you poured hot water from a klavishin and the chicken, so you have to accomplish both things, to be mafli dam from one mokei and absorb it and be mavliya to another mokei. That here we cannot do according to Rashba. According to the Rabbi Tam, yes. So, ulikach mutal aris ala tanagiles limil. Vigam muchar das Rashbam. Diklisheini eino mavliya klal. Afilu kediklip. So, according to the Rashbam, so iru is not as ligabi bishul has the same din as klisheini. So, it's not mivashul altogether. But it's mavliya kediklip. Or it's mavli kediklip. But it's not mavliya umavli. That's bishul. So, but according, but the klisheini mamesh is not even mavliya. Is not even mavliya. Kiliklipe, nothing at all. Vidas rabretam, she viu kolach poskin lil, muhar bisvirle, diiru, kmoisheni mevashel bikolei, kachin mavliya bikolei. Udeloi kimashal, vichuve simin samachveis, she kotel ramtam she ivi rosh, mavliya bikolei. Uviprisha simin samaches kosel ramtam she ivi rosh, mevashel bikolei. Yutamua. ותמוה, הוא מוכח נמד אס רמנתם, דליל, דקלישני, אין מבליה כדקליפ. So רמנתם is also made, even though רמנתם is חיליק, and רשבם. Where is the רשבם holds that here who has no bishul is not מבשל at all. It's not מבליה מפליק אחות. רמנתם holds that here who is מבשל כדקליפ, it's מבליה מפליק אחות. So if, let's say, you poured hot water upon a chicken, you are מלאיק, so then the chicken becomes also כדקליפ. Why? Because it's mafli the dam from one spot and it's mafli at another spot. But klisheini ramtam is also made. Is not mafli I even kidikli. Not like the Rashbos shit. Alright. Umuchach name ramtas ramtam the lil klisheini mafli kidikli. Vim kindas kol aposkim the lil va smag mechlolom shein dim shiras ramtam. Udloi kishem because of mashal bisaveta shavei. Similam gimel to smag afil the cheres bi. בלי הבחלישני, וקולשקים והמייכל, וכן דאס הרבה פוסקים, ושני ואחרנים, וקלישני אין מבלי הכלל, וכן פוסק, so when the משל says, אפילו כלי חרס, so it doesn't mean, לא אם מבוי כלי מטרס, no, because כלי חרס is much more porous than כלי מטרס, he means, לא אם מבוי הנאיכל, הנאיכל is certainly more porous than any כלי, so לא אם מבוי הנאיכל, but even a כלי like כלי חרס, which is porous. Beleya bechlishen. Vikolchkin la Michael. Chin dasar beposkhlishen vachin. Dichlishen imavliya klal. Vchin poskara vitiras chatos. Vitein. So in other words, so the shach mentioned so many poskim that say that klisheni is not mavliya even klikli. In other words, they're not chishish for the shita sarash. Alright. Vitein. Vagoy is berachaim. Vish simen tofnu nale. That's like abei hagolean for Pesach. Mashma di seiva di klichere shenishtamish bei chometz Bichlusheini osa. So it's mashma from the agoyes of the Ramor in Erchaim Luches Pesach that if Klicheres was nishtamish chometz bichlusheini, so it is osa. But why? After all, we David, we are not cheshish for the shittes Rashbo. Ve'yulai mishum chumre de chometz. Maybe because of many things we are machmer lekav chometz. U'mikol mokeim yesh lahachmir ve'le'eser bichlicheres. Bimokim shenhefset kolkach, bikam b'shegam sharamban ve'arash b'tir sabayis oruch seivrim dafim lechneches mavliya. So he says that where there is no hefset, we should be cheshish for the shittes Rashbo, ligabi klicheres, which is porous, but not ligabi matches, which is not so porous. So he says because the arishenim who hold that even nikli necheches nikli matches, so klisheni is mavliya. So too, we don't have to be machmir ligabi klisheini of matches because that's not so porous. Machelinkin klicheres that is more porous, we should be machmir. That's the shach sound. Shit. We gam yesh peiskim daaflo gam di klisheini nevashel mikol mokei mavliya umaf. So what does it mean, mavliya mafli? Mavliya by itself or mafli by itself? But not the two together. V'chein midvar macho, yesh likli mokish nefse. King Kosov. Avo kol ponim, ein le'esa kulipich l'shei. So he says, so there are rishenim who hold that it's mavliya kli klipe. But there are no rishenim who hold that klisheni is mavliya bikule. Who is the one who says that klisheni is mavliya bikule? That's only the mashal. So the mashal is a yochid, so we don't have to be cheshish for the shibur mashal. Our kopon is a kule. V'chei mashal b'tshuva es shom l'ikosav di mavliya elok di klipe. So in other words, v'teima al mashikosav b'sifre periko abosa or simen ayin alas a kule. So there is a stira between two mashals. The mashal in Yam Shal Shleimei in periko abosa, so he says that klisheni is mavliya bikule. Mavliya by itself, it's mavliya by itself bikulei. Not the two together, but it's mavliya bikulei. But the mashal in his sefer, in the tshuves, says no, that it can only be mavliya k'diklipe. So apparently the mashal changed this view. And the tshuves, I think that the tshuves he wrote later. All right. Ubibach b'simen ze machmir b'yisa. Diklisheini mavli to mavliya k'echol v'yisa k'kulei. So in other words, the Bach is even more machmir than the Mashal. The Mashal is machmir over and above all that Rishenim, because among the Rishenim we only find in the Shita of Rashi and Ramban that it's mavliya kli klip, but bikul enough. And the Mashal says that it's mavliya by itself, bikule, or mavli by itself, but not the two things together, bikule. But the Bach goes one step further, and he says that it's maflit and mavliya keachot bikule. It can do both. In other words, according to the Bach, if you'll take a chip and you'll put it in a klisheni that is still warm, that you couldn't keep your finger comfortably therein, so then the chip will become osa. Why? Because as a result of the chicken being put in the warm water of Iklisheni, so dam was niflat from one spot in the chicken and it was absorbed by another spot in the chicken, so the chicken becomes us. Alright. V'in Shabbos u'basa b'cholov osa v'afilu b'yiru shenikshat akeliach mavliya miyu kedei klipa likulal. Now this is a very important shach, and it's negiyah l'maisi. You know, this is one of the things that happens many times. You know, so if you don't have a separate stove, even if you have separate grates, you know, and separate gas ranges, but on one stove, so you set aside, let's say, these two for meat and these two for milk. So many times it happens that, let's say, some milk spits, overflows, and it falls into a pot of meat, or vice versa. Some soup sometimes, you know, spills and it falls into milk. Now, so there are two kinds of irus. There is the iru of kiluach sheini nifsak, where there is a continuity of flow, and there is another kind of iru where it's a keluach hanifsak. Let's say if just a few drops of milk spill into a pot of meat, so there is no continuity of flow. It just overflew something and it was nifsak atluach. So the shach says here, vanan kaimelon lechumra the iru declaration mivashel kediklipe. V'ilkach li'en Shabbos u'basa b'cholov osa v'afilu b'yiru shenifsak ha'kiluach mavliya mi'e kedei klipe likulal u'chmeshekos v'aposkim u'chdemura b'fir ha'kitzatze. So he says that even nifsak ha'kiluach is mavliya kedei klipe likulal, but there is a change of expression ligabei iru ovei en iru shaloi nifsak ha'kiluach. He says, "V'hil kach li'en Shabbos u'basa b'cholov osa, v'afilu b'yiru shenipsak akiluach, mavliya midei klipe likolalmi." He doesn't say, "V'afilu b'yiru shenipsak akiluach mivashel kliklipe." That he doesn't say. He only uses the expression "mivashel kliklipe" vis-a-vis loy nipsak akiluach, But vis-a-vis Nipsak HaKeluach, vis-a-vis Nipsak HaKeluach, he doesn't use the expression Mivashel. It's only Mavliya. It's only Mavliya. Now let's see what Nikudas HaKesef says here. Ayin b'simen tzadik beis, siv zayin ba'agoes, uvishach shom, v'tzorech lechalek. Ayin shom. Now let's see what is mentioned in simen, in simen tzadik beis, siv zayin. Now, in Sib Zion, there are more. In Nipsak, oh, the second line from the end of the Omid, it's Daf Reish Daled Omud Beis. In Dagoyes Ramor, the second line from the end of the Omid. Vikiluach min agdeiro risachas, sheholach el gdeiro tzinenes. Suppose you had two gdeiros on the same stove. One was a gdeiro tzinenes with milk. And there was a day of isachas with meat and soup. So suppose some drops of soup, of leishike soup, were niklach, spilled into the day of tenderness of milk, or vice versa. Im nifsak hakiluach min agdeiro reishes, kedem sheigia latenen, havenamek ikushim. And Klisheni, the Eved, we paskin is all right. Is muta. Vim loy nifsak, have a kiyo. Vagdeo atzelenes nesro imayatzi ledes. Bikiluach anegea bideo. So here there are more paskins, like Abbe Basbacholo, that if there is a niro from a gdeo reishes of boso into a gdeo atzelenes of cholov or vice versa, so then it depends. If the kiluach is loy nifsak, then it asks. Because here is Mevashel Kiniklip. But if it's Nifsek HaKeluach, there is no continuity of flow, so then it's Muter. So the Nekudes HaKesef is asking against himself. Here he says, V'adiyo Kiklish Mevashel Kiniklip, V'il kach v'yen Shabbos u'basav v'chol avosa, V'afilu b'yiru sh'nifsek HaKeluach mavliya mikinik, klip l'kul ha'ome, l'kul ha'ome. So in other words, even a kiluach hanipsak ases kineklipe. But over there are more paskins in Siman Tzadik Beis that if the kiluach is nipsak, it doesn't ask. Even though it's yatzeledes. So that's his kash. I am the Siman Tzadik Beis in Zion. We shachshom, but the shal there doesn't say anything that is very important. We tzorech lechalek. What is tzorech lechalek? What is the tzorech lechalek? So what's the difference between here and there? So the obvious pshat, and you'll see, I mean, from many of the Nisikelim, that this is the pshat in the Nikudas HaKesef. The obvious pshat in the Nikudas HaKesef is that kiluach, you see, that the shach himself is midayik in his loshi. Vis-a-vis kiluach sheinim nifsak, he says it's mivashel kideklip. But vis-a-vis kiluach hanifsak, he doesn't say mivashel. Mavli amir kideklip lekul ha'ome. So bishul there isn't. So Mimele, by Shor Isurim, Mitosa, Mitrabono, Kiluach Hanifsak, Mitosa, Mashein Kim by Bosat Cholov, that there are Bishlos of Teiro, so even though the Chachomim Asad, Kovushari Kimushu, but Kiluach Hanifsak is not even Mosam Rabon. Because since by Bosat Cholov, the Torah Asad only there are Bishl, and Kiluach Hanifsak is not Bishul, you see from this lotion. So Mimele, so you could say it's not Bishul, but the Chachomim, it's also Midrabonon anyway, like Kovush. Kovush is also some like Bosa Becholov, Midrabonon. Kovush are Yikim Bishul. So maybe Kiluach Hanifsak too? So he says no. Since Klisheni is not also by Bosa Becholov, so Mimele, the Chachomim didn't ask even Kiluach Hanifsak. This is the Pshat, this is the Mechalit. And you'll see it in Siman Tzadik Beis, that is the Pshat. In Siman Tzadik Beis, now, in Siman Tzadik Beis, the same Ramot. So there is Yad Ephraim, Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Margolis, at the Bavli. So he says there, on top, he says, V'imoy nipsak have a kiyum and it tasses. Yada fry. Because of Vishalis Chuvas Chuas Chay, Simin Yidale, the Biyiru shall in Nipsa Kataluah, Shosa Medine, Ainly Hoki, Vitzorich Samach Negeta Clip, Uvenisma, Uvenipsa Kataluah, Yishlismi Hate, Vichain Kosa Visefe Ahemed Meshe, Vishemi Rachmishe, Umikolshki Mibosa Beholov, Shebeloi Bishlo de Rabonon, Uvishori Son Vishlahmir, Kishin Hefse. So he says, "If it's nipsak hakeluach, yesh laachmiya kishin hefset." In other words, if there is hefset merubeh, if there is hefset merubeh, so he can be maker. But that's not in line with the shach, in the shachia, because he says here, "Va'afilu biyiru shenipsak hakeluach mavli amir v'kineklipa likulam." So that means bishor isurim according to the shach is osa, is osa. But the other achenim who are chilek on the shach. So Memele Yadefraim, Rav Chaim Zalman Magoles, he passes Gabishor Yisurim if there is no Hefzed Merube, so you have to be Machmir. But by Bosa Becholov, Shebeloi Bishol Hu Derabonon, so even Shaloi Bimokim Hefzed Merube, we can be Maker. So that's the Pshat. Where did he get the distinction? So that's the Pshat in this Nikudes HaKesed, when he says, Vitzorich Lechalek, because there we deal with Bosa Becholov. And so by Bosa Becholov, there are Bishlos Vateo. So true, the Chachomim asked certain things. Kobush Arikim Vushu. So, but by Keluach HaNipsak, that's like Lisheni, the Chachomim didn't ask her. But by Shor Yisurim, it's also Midrabon. It's also Midrabon. Alright, now. Vafilu biyiru shenipsak HaKeluach mavli amir dekliklip al kulam. Uch vishikos vahapos. Uch dimucha beferik is atzel. Viafal gav di midibri harap. Simen samechez if you'd near it. The mirror of the kli rishin al tanegiles limayuk. The nipsa kakeluach in tzorich hafilu klipe. Haile mishum dene mafrit o mavliya keachot. Avol mikol mokei mavliya. The hoche mashma. Lehedye. So he says. Vafak abdi varav. Nira di mirror of the kli rishin al tanegiles limayuk. The nipsa kakeluach in tzorich hafilu klipe. So because of that, some poskim so come to the conclusion that nifzak hakeluach is not even mavliya. So the shach says no. There we have to, in order that the chicken should become osea, so two things must happen. It must, the dam must be niflat from one mokeim, from one spot, and it must be absorbed by another spot. By another spot. So that is like bishl. So, by Teluach, Shaloi Nifsak, so it's Mevashal to the Klippe, so it can accomplish both things. But by Teluach, HaNifsak not. Mashein came to be Mav, just to be Mavliya, just to be Mavli, that Teluach HaNifsak can do. Miu, Hanushin Mav, Mavli Kecha, and Kol Mavliya, Boche Mashmal Hedye, Mites Nizvochi, Vamod Chai, Vagoy Soshre, Varan Disim Avli Zore, Miu Vadai Disage Biklippe, Vin Mavliya Yese. ואוכם הוא חכנו, דקוס והפוסקים, התורם חבר, סימס הליג א', סימס ד', בכל אוף ריסי אחשנוף הרבוס הציינן, דקילף הבוס הרומותה, וכינו בשעס פרק יצא ציינן שם. וכל חיין, היין דווקא כשיעצו לדס בי, אבל אין היעצו לדס בי, אפילו הוא קלרישן שעימד על האיש, אין איסה כלל. But if it's not יעצו לדס בי, if you could keep your finger comfortably, so then, even if it stands on fire, you know, sometimes if you just put a pot with water on fire, and it was been standing on fire only for 2 minutes, so you could keep your finger in that pot that is on fire if it had been on fire only for 2 minutes. So even if it stands on fire, it's not osa. If it's not yatzeleres. V'chein posku apeiskim v'sheinim v'acheinim b'duch tetuve. V'chein kosav mashal perikol abosa simen enale. Elo shachkein kosav the mashal in perikol abosa mistapine lehokil. Bichlirishin she'emid aloish, kol zman she'ucham, afilu ein ayatzu ledes bei, de'ose ha'choke liklirishin kibinse b'Yerushalm. So in other words, that's Yerushalm. The Yerushalm in Perikiro says, osu ha'choke liklirishin she'ein ayatzu ledes bei. So the Mashal understood the Yerushalm as saying that if the klirishin, now we have two kinds of klirishin. We have a klirishin on fire and we have a klirishin off fire. So the Yerushalm, so the Mashal assumes that that Yerushalm is reference to a klirishin on fire. So klirishin now. So of course, midiraisa, if it's not yatzileres, there cannot be any bishul, there cannot be any bliyanafik. It doesn't make any difference, even if it stands on fire. But the Yerushalmi says that a klirish non-fire, so also achokim. So it's also amid rabban. So it's also amid rabban. So he says, do also achokim li klirish in shinayat shalat esbei. Vayne shein. No, no. Because al mustapin al hokim li klirish in shemid alayish, kolz man shocham, afu niyat shalat esbei. Do also achokim li klirish. Ki diyise birushalm. So the mashal is not difficult at all. On the contrary, you see, this din, I mean that something should be oser, even if it's not Yatzil Eretz Bei. So then the question arises, so that's inconceivable. So then, so what is called Tainan? But according to the mashals, Pshatni Yerushalmi, there is a special drabonon, that if it stands on fire, so then the Chachomi made a special takoni. So Memele, even if it's called Mamish, suppose it stands on fire and it's freezing. Let's say, I mean, if it could happen. Let's say if it was below zero, if the temperature of that was below zero, and then you put it on fire, so after a few minutes, it might still be very cold. So, but as long as it stands on fire, so then it mitrabon on its also. But the Shach has another pshat in that Yosha. ולא יורדתי לסינטייטה תאי בירושלמי פרקירו יישא דיוסו החוקר לקלרישן שאין היד שלטס בי ואין שאין היד שליטה בי דאין היד שלטס בי אבל כשהיד שלטס בי מוכה חוסום בירושלמי להגיד לשאור לקלרמי. So the Shach says the pshat in the Yerushalmi is just the reverse of what the Marshal thought. The lotion of the Yerushalmi is also החוקר לקלרישן Shein Hayat Chuletes Bay. So the Marshal understood it as a sin, not as a shin. After all, we don't have any dots and any kudes in the Yerushalmi. So the Marshal understood it as a sin. So letes. And Tzamech and sin is Mischalvi. So Mimele, he understood it also in the sense of also a chokel declaration. Shein Hayat Soy letes. As if there had been a Tzamech. Ein Hayat Soy letes. No, but the Shach says no, that this is a shin, not a sin. So it means also a chokeli klirishin shein hayat shoy letes boy. What does it mean? V'hayne shein lehayat shlita bei, v'hayne hayat tziledes bei. In other words, he feels uncomfortable. In other words, he. Because Abel Kishayat Shiletes Bey, in other words, he has the full control over his fingers. If it is very hot, so he doesn't have the full control over the fingers. So in other words, so he explains it just in the reverse, according to the Shach. Now, but the Marshal's Pshat, according to the Marshal's Pshat in the Yerushalmi is not strange at all. So it's a special drabonon. It's a special drabonon. Even though the Yerushalmi really has reference to Shabbos, but it seems the Mashal applies it to Yisurim too. In other words, so by Shabbos too, in other words, let's say, you are allowed to put, let's say, an apple. To put an apple or anything, any food article, let's say, in hot water, warm water, that is lukewarm. It's not Yatzil Eretz. Let's say it's a hundred degrees Fahrenheit. So it's not Yatzil Eretz. You could keep your finger comfortably. So then you are allowed to put, let's say, food article in that kind of water, even if it's declaration. So you are allowed to put it in declaration or fire. But suppose you have water on fire, but the temperature is less than 100 degrees. So you should also be allowed to put something there. Because after all, if it's not Yatzil Eretz, even though it stands on fire, you should be allowed. So the Yerushalmi says, also achoke, l'klirishin aleish, shein hayatzil Eretz. Because since it stands on fire, so mit rabbonu it's also. So the Yerushalmi doesn't say that if you put, let's say, if you put a dvar heter, in, let's say, in something that is osir, in something that is osir, and it's a yatz on fire, yatz ready to come osir. Then the Yerushalmi doesn't say. But since the Yerushalmi says that Gabi Shabbos, there is an Isa Bishlam Rabbanon, so mainly it applies to Yisroel. So it's a special Rabbanon, so no matter how cold it is, even if you could visualize that the water should be freezing, but if it stands on fire, so with Rabbanon there is an Isa Bishlam, so mainly it will last. That's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi according to Mashal. But the Shach says no. The pshat in the Yerushalmi just the reverse. In Ayatu Letis Bay, also a chokelishin Ayatu Letis Bay, there is a choke for a klishin where the hand has no control. In other words, where the hand is uncomfortable and is instinctively disposed to take away the hand. That's so. In other words, it is Ayatu Letis. It is Ayatu Letis. So then there is Bishul. Then it happens. But if it's in Yatzeladess, even though it's on fire, there is no Bishul, not even Midrabanon. And it doesn't Asa. So the Kashi is, and this is what the Gilya Marsho points out. So he says, Teda, dim loikein, lomeli achoke dinu. That's the main kasha against the Shach's pshat. According to the Shach, the Yerushalmi says, also achoke liklerishin sheinayat shoy letters bay. That the hand, the fingers have no control. That it's very hot. That the moment the hand touches the water, it is instinctively pulls it back. The person instinctively pulls it back. In other words, it's very hot. So also achoke means it's mivashel mirabonon. Why should it be mivashel mirabonon? Why should it be mivashel mirabonon? So it should be also midraise. It should be also midraise. So it's very difficult. The shach is very difficult. Also achoke has the connotation. The chachomim made exeil. Midraise there is no bishul. But midrabonon, that's bishul mamish. What could be better bishul than this? To put something in hot water on fire. So it's possible, but that will be a big chiddush. That will be a big chiddush. That according to the shach. Now again, also achok leklerishin shinayat shulatiz bay vayne shein layat shlit bay dahayne hayat shulatiz bay. What does it mean Ayatzeladez Bey? Not burning hot. But just you can't keep your fingers comfortably. But burning hot it isn't. So maybe the Pshat in Yerushalmi is now the Avni Nezer, the Glital, he says he's the same person. So he says that according to Yerushalmi, when is there a chiyuv bishul midraise? He says that there is a machlekes bavli Yerushalmi on that, but I don't know whether there is necessarily machlekes. But he deduces from the Yerushalmi that according to Yerushalmi, when is there a chiyuv bishul midraise by Shabbos? Only when you are mevashel in iklerishin on fire. But if you are mevashel in iklerishin of fire, it's only bishul midrabanan. There is no bishul midraise. So, what does it mean? In other words, if you have, let's say, a ticket or a pot with water standing on fire, or even if it stands on the blech, that's also on fire. The fact that there is a blech covering doesn't mean that it's on fire, it's still on fire. And then you put something, you put, let's say, an egg in it, or anything, so yachayev mishem bish, yachayev echatus. But suppose you had, a pot with water on fire. Then you took it off and you put it on the table, but it's still hot. And then you put something on Shabbos in that water that is still hot. It's still Yatzeladez. But since it's on the fire, so the Avneza says, the Glital, according to Yerushalmi, you're not chayv. He says that the Bavli is chayv. All right, but that's another question. So Mimele, assuming that the Avneza is right, that according to the Yerushalmi, according to Yerushalmi, there is a chiyuv of bishul midraise only when one is mivashul in a klirishin amfire. But if one is mevashel in kli rishon or fire, there is only a nisab bishul mirabanon. So then we can explain it that way, in according to the klal that the Chayyoda mentions. In other words, that there are two gdor. There is a geder of yad tzeledes bay, and there is a geder of yad nichves bay. Instead of using the expressions yad tzeledes and yad nichves, which are used interchangeably by different poskim, so let's use the expressions burning hot and moderately hot. Moderately hot means that you couldn't keep your finger comfortably therein, and burning hot means that which is typical of something that has been standing on fire for some time. So mimele, it's not a difference between being mevashel in a klirishin on fire or in a klirishin of fire. What difference does it make? It's a question of degree of temperature. So in other words, so Yad Nichves Bey that the Chayodom, the Chachmasodom discusses is typical of a klirishin on fire. In other words, if water has been standing on fire for a long time, and then if you put your hands there, you might even get blisters. So in other words, so burning hot is... Tzeledes bay. In other words, he couldn't keep his finger. It's moderately hot. So then it's bishul midrabanan if it's moderately hot. But and when is a bishul midrabanan? I say if it's burning. All right. But the shach should have spelled it out. Muchas lehagin shol the kulal. B'chin askom es apostle. B'chin kozem b'tiras chatos. Elo b'chalchov gimul din gimul pasek rashbo. ויתור דצינו לשיחם של היצו לדס בי צורך קליפה ויצורך לימה וספיר לי דאף על פי של היצו לדס בי מבליע כדי קליפה וכן יש להחמיר אף על גם דבשר הפוסקים לנרקי. Now it's possible, I don't want to say that I'll be able to give tomorrow after the Shabbos year, if I'll be able to start the Shabbos year very early before 9:30, so I'll give another shir on Tarumas because we have to cover ground. Sivov in the Shach. Nofu is a ham, is a chet a ham, the clarition. Oh, yeah, feel is a tenu, is a chet a ham. Hakel osea. Vitato y goma. Hakel osea. Hanu bidoma shor reite. Because if there is no reite, so it couldn't be also the whole thing, but only kede mitila. Oy bitzli shomei, or even without reite, if it's a davar shomei, v'chay gavne, ma she'in ki bikochus, Because we treat everything as yomi, because in the avolim ko munach biklirishe, biklishen. Oh, v'chol zeli ma'ir elu b'chem klirish, ki miyashu yisiru meneish manichei ma'eta. Avolim ko munach biklisheni, v'akach miniach ha'eta retzlei, o yo'olov, eneisa klau. Diklisheni eneisa, kmur shenizboi. Avolim ko munach biklisheni, davkeim ko munach biklisheni. Avoli niya dvarisa, bikoro shel heter, hakoro tzorich klip. So if in the advarise a bikoro shel heter, so a koro tzorich klipe. In other words, why only klipe? Is it because it's not because there is no reiter? So then there should be l'chol apoches kedei netila. So why does he say tzorich klipe? So the pshat probably is because if it is kvo munach b'klisheni, so then it's klisheni. So klisheni is not mavriya. But im in the advarisa bikoresh al heter, so then it's like iru. It's like iru. Now here the Ramo is dealing with the double gush, as the Oruch HaShulchan points out, because in double ach you couldn't say avolim kvo chozal mayo bekem kishin yachi yisir mneish manichei maeta. It's not shayach to say double ach manichei maeta. So he deals with double gush, and the sheet of the Marshal is that by double gush even klisheni is mivash. But the Ramo is chilek, and the Ramo holds that by dova gush, so klisheni is not mivashel, just as by dova lach it's not mivashel. Now, so mimele, according to the marshal, that by dova gush, even klisheni is mivashel and it hasers, so certainly you. But according to the Ramo, that by dova gush, klisheni is not mivashel, doesn't haser. So mimele, and iru does haser. And how does Iru aser? Can they clip? Now the question is this: Bishleime by Dovalach. So you have two kinds of Iruim. You have an Iru of Lo Nifsek HaKaluach, if there is a continuous flow, and you have an Iru of Nifsek HaKaluach. So we saw that the Shach said that even an Iru of Nifsek HaKaluach, so asas can they clip? Asas can they clip? But by Dovagush, so if we don't accept the Shita of the Mashal, that by Dovagush, even klisheni is mevashel. So mimele, we have to apply the same klolim as by dovalach. But by dovalach, so by dovalach you can have iru shaloi nifsek hakaluach. By dovagush, it's always nifsek hakaluach. I mean, it's not shayach, a continuous flow in a solid food. In a liquid, you have a continuous flow. So in other words, so this is the reason as to why the Shach says, davkin kvo munach b'klisheni. Then it's mutaligam. Now, if the klipi, it's not osa. Avolim niya dvarisa bikoresh al heter. So what is it? So it's like iru. So it's like iru. So hakol etzorich klip. Even though the iru in the logush is definitely a nifsek hakeluach, but by dovalach nifsek hakeluach also asas kedi klipe. So mele by dovagush it also asas kedi klipe. V'chein im niya dvaheta bikoresh al isha haheta tzorich klipe. The havik moir. So he says so. Kein kosa vidal kemeshe. But what kind of an iru is it? It's not iru shaloi nivzik hakaluach. It's an iru of nivzik hakaluach. But there are two asas. V'chei mashma idvov. Min minichom ze yitzel ze, im shneim chamim mechem klirishein hakalosa. V'das marshal, b'yisa v'heta shalei. Davke mechem klirish, but chem klisheini, so it's muda. So it's muda. Des ramoshit. But the marshal chiti is vidas marshal bisav shayet asolei uvisif reiteri kol abosso uvisif reiteri kol abosso simnai nalev di bidoba gush ke ichtich az bosso oi do goeires oi deichen di marin cham min agdeiro oi mayatze ledes bei dini leilom ki klirish veim biyod lachia. So that's a big chidesh. In other words, the marshal doesn't only say it in respect to Yisurim legabi bliye. He says it in respect to Shabbos too. In other words, according to the Marshal, so Idova Gush can be Mivashe, be Klisheini also. Why? Because Teisa says the kasha in Shabbos in Pirikiro. Why is there a distinction between the Rishon Klishe and Monavshach? If it's not Yatzilere, so even if it's on the fire, I Klishe, so it's not Mevashel. And if it is Yatzilere, so who cares whether it's a Klishe or Klishe? So Teisa gives the Teretz, because when you pour from the Klishe into Klishe, that in itself cools it. So al the Atfanis. So Milde Mashal says that is Shayach when you pour a liquid. So Mimele, so there is a substantial cooling as a result of pouring from the Klishen into Klisheni. As a matter of fact, if somebody is in a hurry and he wants to drink a glass of tea, and the glass of tea is too hot to drink it, so what does he do? So he keeps on pouring from one glass into the other. So that cools it off. So in other words, so because of this mitzvah, that a liquid, when you keep on pouring from a Klishen Klisheni, so it cools it off, that's the reason as to why, if you poured it and there was a cooling off process, so Alpidin Bishul is poka from it. Even though it still remained moderately hot, it still got lettuce. But since as a result of the transfer from the Klishen to Klisheni, there was a substantial cooling, so Mimele it's Mufka Bishul, so it's not Mivashul anymore. So the Mashal says, that is Shayach in a dovalach, in a liquid. But in the davagush, so when you pick up, let's say, from the frying pan, let's say a davagush, and you just pick it with your hands and you put it up on the tray, there is no substantial cooling as a result of taking it out from the frying pan and putting it in the plate. So mimele, it's not mafkia bish. So he says, oh, vein biyod lachia, rak nirali. Kim da teis es perikiro kos va tam le halik bin klerishn le klisheni di klerishn kim shoma da leia di fleis of khami u marzik khimi is mam rubo im kenire da hakot tol bit fanis im kim dova gush name kim de mikre yovish lo shaya bit fanis so me in other words he says there is a good basis for the mashal distinction ve khim kos bit salahet di dova yovish leket fanis am karreis u mi vashleilo Kolz man sheyatzel edesmi. V'chei mashma lecheire b'seif sharidure b'din ezvuv. U'v'isav hetak lal nuzayen din gimu b'shem amodachai. Ama shekos v'shom din iro tafshil im zvuv likare. V'nofal shom azvuv tchilo. Din neser akare kidei klip. Kidin cham lisech tzene. So in other words, if someone poured the tafshil into the core, and then there was, let's say, and there was a zvuv in the tafshil, So the zvuv also dropped into the car, and the zvuv dropped there first. We know from Shema zvuv tchilo. The nesar with the first portion, with the initial portion of the soup, let's say, of the tafshil that was poured into the car. So the zvuv also dropped into the car. The nesar akare kede klip. So in other words, and it's hot. So mele, the car itself was bileya from this move. This move is davarosa. Kidin chamli sechtene. But the car itself is cold, and we say tatoi gova, but ademei ker bola kidiklipe. So here too, until this move cools off, so the car was able to absorb kidiklipe from the zvuv. Kidin chamli sechtene shayach li zvuv ayetze minoriseach lieski klishen. Atkar lishen. So the question is, in other words, that means, so the Yisav Heter appears to corroborate the Chiddush of the Mashal. Because after all, if we say like the Ramo, that the Halacha of Klisheini in Mevashel and doesn't Tasa applies to Idova Gush too, so why should the Zvuv, when does the Zvuv Asa the Karet? After it falls into the car, so it's already a klisheini, so it shouldn't ask, the answer is by Dova Gush. So there is no aloha of klisheini. There is no aloha of klisheini. Uchme shepirish mashal shom. Afal pishe matzos iksivasiyad. Harav, begilyen uisaret haklal. Iksivasiyad of the Ramo. Shekosav, vizel lisheini. Nira li, dimitamiru koma. In other words, so the Ramo couldn't accept this din, couldn't agree with this din of the Isaveta, lishitosei. So the car shouldn't come out, but Ramo does accept this din of the Isaveta. So how does he explain it? So he says, explain it. The metamiru koma miachad beazvuv misariv matafshil mikro Adayin Klevishin, Kishor Hiro, Isaac de Klepe. In other words, here, with the Isaveta deals with the case, according to the Ramo, deals with the case where the Zvuv forms a continuity of flow with that semi-liquid tafshil. You know, certain tafshilim that are not completely solid, and they're not completely liquid, it's a semi-solid, semi-liquid, so then there can be a continuous flow. So, Mimele, since the Zvuv, if the Zvuv would fall into the Kare by itself, independently of the particles of the Tafshil, not as part and parcel of a continuous flow of the Tafshil, so then it wouldn't tassa. But here, let's say the Zvuv fell, let's say the Zvuv was mixed up, let's say, like with something like cereal. So the Zvuv, you know, when the Zvuv is in something like cereal, so it can become part of the continuous flow of the cereal if you pour the cereal, let's say, into a curry. So then it answers because it's Yerufam Eglerishin. It's Yerufam Eglerishin. So since there is a continuous flow, so, and this woof, when this woof comes in contact with the kare, not that this woof comes in contact in the kare isolated from the particles of the tafshil. If this woof will come in contact with this, with the kare, isolated, in an isolated state, not as part and parcel of a continuous flow, let's say, of the tafshil, so it will not ask. So why does it only ask the klipe? Because that toy gova. So mele, until it cools off, it can only be mavli akli klipe. Atkan lishena, so aravli taimika. So why does so in other words, there are more limits the din of the isaveta to certain situations. But according to the Marshal, it is not limited only to this situation. According to the Marshal, even if this zvuv will come in contact with the kare in an isolated state, not as part and parcel of a continuous flow of a tafshil, it will also us. So, Arav l'taymi kam ba'agoye, ulil simen tzadik dalet, tzid dalet, dozul l'taymi, v'chein kosa v'teres chatos, seif kosa mechalef, sh'amine poshut kishayich limboso shemikare, im sakein chileves, kishayich limboso, shehu bikare, im sakein chileves. Now, what's the boso? So the bosor, even though the bosor is hot, in other words, you took a piece of bosor from the pot and you put it in the plate, and it's still yatzilad as the bosor, but it's niklisheni. Then you took a milchik knife and you cut that bosor. So according to the Ramo, it doesn't become osir. Why? Even though the chtichas bosor in the plate is yatzilad as, but it's niklisheni. It's niklisheni, and niklisheni doesn't ask. But according to the Mashal, it would ask, because it's a dover gush. Shamine poshik shiach limbosa shil bikari im sakin chalevez, then it's, avol pashte du lishne visharidure u peiski manal mashmoyin ki mashal. In other words, la'aloche, so we are machmir like the shittis mashal, but we are machmir only misveike, not bitiras vadai. In other words, if we'll have another sofik, so then we can be mitzarevet as a svek sveike. So, in other words, it's a machlekes between the Ramo and the Mashal as to whether we apply the halacha of klisheni to a dova gush. So, according to Ramo, so whenever it's mentioned in Nisav Heter or in other poskim that a dova gush that falls into a kare, it has the kare, must be applied to a case where the dova gush did not come in contact with the kare in an isolated state, but when it came in contact with the kare as part and parcel of a nil. All right. So even though the Shach is disposed towards the Shite of the Mashal, but he doesn't pasken b'teras vada. He still says Zorchi, in other words, it's a Sofik. Whether the Aloche is like the Mashal or like the Ramon. Mi uvadai be'eres v'deich im utzolul v'nishpach ke'en reite nire di yeshlismei chadivri yorah v'chei mashma b'yisa v'heta shom. the davke b'dovo yovish l'shayach l'sheni. In other words, suppose something like cereal, so v'nishpach kein reitiv, a semi-solid, semi-liquid state. So then he says, in such a case, so he couldn't apply the aloche of the mashal. The mashal svorei shayach when it's a complete salad. So then we say, since it's a complete salad, in view of the fact that it's a complete salad, in the gush, so there are no tfani samkara rays, so mele, the din bishel is not poka as a result of an eichel being dropped from the klerishin klesheni, only in a liquid. So then the etzem pouring from the klerishin and the klesheni has a substantial cooling effect. But in the Dovah Grush, it practically has no cooling effect, the transfer from the Klerishin to the Klesheni. But suppose it's in a semi-solid, semi-liquid form, so then it does have. When you pour, let's say, if you boil cereal, let's say, in a pan, and then you pour it into the plate, so the pouring of cereal, which is semi-solid, semi-liquid, also has a substantial cooling effect. So, Mimele, we should apply the aloche of klisheni. But if it drops as part and parcel of a continuous flow, so then it has to be osir on the basis of viru. But on the basis of viru, so it's only the klipe. Mashenkin, if we were to apply the aloche of the mashal, so then it would be it was a bikulo, because even klisheni has a bikulo. Because there is no tfanis and karaiz. In other words, maybe even the mashal wouldn't apply it to a semi-solid thing. But the mashal mentions it in connection with eres and dechen, rice and millet. But so the answer is the mashal maybe might have reference to eres and dechen that is completely solid state. Not a residechen that is semi-solid, semi-liquid. V'chim ashma midvorov, anshom. V'abach kosav gamkim v'ze svores milibay, v'einu mechochis, v'anira lifi ani yezdaiti, kosav. V'imoecho tzeinen, ha'et ha'tzorech klip. So he says, v'imoecho tzeinen, ha'et ha'tzorech klip, v'bimokim shenob. So if the two solid ochlim, are in contact adjacently, not one on top of the other, so then if one is seinen, so the heter requires klip. Uboso gvino shenogu ze ve'echod mem seinen shneim tzrich klip. So you have to be killed from the cheese, you have to be killed from the boss. V'chim mas mi bisav heter shol uposhu umashal kosad bisav heter shalei uvisik v'pirik al boso seif simen ayen dimo yisa cham nire poshu lidivra smak shem chalik b'chim ri limliche shekul yos. ואני תעמוד הרי אסמה כוסה בסיבורוב בפיר גם חטוס אמרינו חתיכה בחתיכה רוקי ברוקי כי הוא כבס מכם. So תאימה דמי שני מחם לסחם למיצה עד אצל ראשון עוד אסמה ושמה יש לאימה הוסם גבי חם מהיר זה על גבי זה והוסם גבי רוקי כמהיר בזה בצד זה. So that word, so that's the קשי הוא מביא יעמוד חי פירק על בוסר העומד אפילו בשניהם חמים מטה בקליפה וכן נהיבי הוא יישב הטה שם. So in other words, so there is a stira. So the Shach mentions a stira between two smaks. In one smak, the one smak says that if you have two eichlim and both are hot, they are adjacent to each other, so then the whole thing becomes osir. And in another smak it says, when does the whole thing become osir? Only if one lies on top of the other. So there is more pressure. So because of that pressure, there is bliya bechule. Mashein keinif. If there is, they just are in contact adjacently, so then even though both are chamim, so it's only mavliak de klipe. In other words, so there is a stira between two smacks. Isa sheinichay b'kliheta. Oy lehefech, amrinum be gam kein din tatoy gova. In other words, the aloha of tatoy gova does not only apply to a case of two ochlin, one on top of the other. So if the bottom one is hot, so we say in the long run, everything will be hot. So maybe you have to treat it as if both are hot. And if the bottom one is cold, so we say after a few moments, so everything is cold. So it's only mavliak neklipe. So the same aloha applies to a neichel and a kele. In other words, if you put a hot neichel on top of a cold kele, so it can only be mavliak neklipe. This is what the Rambam says. But the mashal is chalik. The mashal shite is that when do we say tatoi govah only in connection with two eichlim, but in connection with an eichel and the keile, we do not say tatoi gov. Alright. Isa shenicha b'chleyeta. Zed da'asu isa veta. V'chim kosh la'arash bo b'chidusha. V'zeh l'sheni. V'svoras ho'imrim. The korosh emolach bo bosu. And see, we discuss the various shittes, the sheinim, when we learn the Hilchas Melicha, Simen Samachtes. So there are many shittes. The Rashbo himself mentions several shittes. So the prevailing shitte is that korosh emola boboso achar adoche. So the kare is considered tzinenis, even though it was bileya moliach. So still, Achar Adoche, once you rinse it, it's considered tzinen. That's the prevailing shit. So he says, the Rashba says, if it's for us, because Hashem Olam Bobosa, Achar Adoche tzinen, is he, in Nosam Bobosa, he say, Sagali Biklip, Bein, so suppose, you took a hot piece of meat, and you put it on a kele that has a bliya of through Meliche. In other words, a kele in which Boso was sold. Anything was salted, it doesn't have to be bosom. Something was salted. And you, in that kele that has a blie, al yidei risichas hamelech, so you placed a hot piece of bosom. In nosam bo bosom iseyach, so sagali biklipe, bein beriseyach nogu, bein beriseyach lach, dicham lisich seinen, tatoi gova, ubiklipe sage. So in other words, the Rashba applies the aloha tatoi gova ligabei an eichel that is placed upon a kele. V'chim kosu rabbi sinu balateismus. Ad kanoshim. U'mashal, pergid anoshim. But the mashal shite is that tatoi gova can only be applied to a case of two ochlin. One on top of the other. So tatoi gova. But an eichel and a kele, we don't say tatoi gova. So an eichel, if an eichel, so because of the pressure of one eichel on top of the other, so if the bottom one is cold, so that cools off the top one. If the bottom one is hot, so because of the pressure, so it warms up the top one. Mashein kein aneichel anekele. So there is no union of tatoigo. Umashal pigidanoshe sipsimin same cholak alze. Vizelishin is a loshon mashal. Nina beimid lesser ice for a cloud. In other words, that we should apply tatoi govar to an eichel and a kele. Mi'achas she'echachte mikol agdelim, disfir leid bikor she'ibasyeimo, u'yiseres dovacham b'loi reitim. Mi'achas she'im bo pleito migufo. This is the deal that the Ramo mentioned here. So that the Ramo mentions in the Agoya and Siv Zayin, v'chol ze b'beisach tiches, avol kli she'bo la'yiseh, so the mashal says, שאיני טבע בכך אם כן חם שאצלי מפלי תובליה. So in other words, so the mashal shita is that if an eichel ham will be placed upon a cold kele and the cold kele has a bliya of viseya, and let's assume that the bliya of viseya is coextensive with the whole kele, it's not confined just to the klipa of the kele, so then the hot eichel will be able to be mafli to extract the whole bliya sisah, even beyond the klipa of the kele. If the kele itself has a bliya in the whole kele, not just in the klipa. So im kei ham sheetli mafli b'leyav, im kei kol zman shiu ham sheyatzu ledes bei uiseres v'gam nescho migufo yisa b'chli heiche delek keshishim lifi maide kaimu on dechim atzli v'chim abishol hakel b'shishim ad kan l'shem uvishas per tez de bashal shite. In other words, so what's the bashal shite? Bashal shite is that katoy gova can only apply to a case of two ochlinan, one on top of the other. So because of the pressure of one on top of the other, So then it's tatoyigova. But if it's an echlani kele, we don't say tatoyigova. And even if the kele is cold, but the echl is hot, so then the hot echl has the capacity of being maflit the whole bliasisa of the kele, even beyond the klipe of the kele. So from the sugya in Psochim, it's not mashma like the mashal. V'ochem uchach le'eti v'teis v'spirik al ha'boso, v'yorosh l'shom. Gav v'mashikos abdidogim sh'ol v'bikari sh'ol boso, v'echot melcham, v'bil mandoma v'lo yigova, v'bil mandoma t'to yigova, klipe meiboy, ad kan l'sheni. In other words, because that's in connection with aloch of nat v'nat. So there is a shite s'rishenim that we only dogim sh'ol v'bikari sh'ol boso. But dogim shol bosa. But if it's mizbashel negdeo shol bosa, then we don't say nabonat is muta. So from that rosh, it's mashma that we say. So the rosh and teises, they say beil mandoma lo yigova, beil mandoma tato yigova, klipe me boy. But over there we are dealing with the case of ikele. So with an eichel and a kele, not two ochlin. So we see that the toyigova, according to the Rosh and Teisves, applies even to an eichel and a kele. Mashvad afil bichli amrim et toyigova b'chin da asori Rabbi Peretz v'agoyis tashbat simin shimentes v'chin kosp shari dure b'seifa seifa v'din izvuv v'chin da asa b'siyoset b'sof simin tzadidalet od that inyan of his roof. So in other words, so we say tatoy govar, and it's only belea kiliklipe. Why? Because the kele where the zvuv dropped, the kare where the zvuv fell, is cold. But according to Mashal, it doesn't matter as long as the zvuv is hot, even though the kare is cold. So he should be capable of being mavliya the zvuv into the whole kele, not just into the klipe, not only into the klipe of the kele. וכן דעס אבס יוסס ובסמסה לדלו ובסדק ה' והרב והכן עם גם הרש בו בחידושו ויסה והתח לא המדבו והרב גופה אינה מסביר להוכה דקלי איסה דווחם בלרעיתי אלו ודא אלו תולה בו החמידה דיני ידי איסה דווחם בלרעיתי היינה היכה ששני הם חמים או יתח לך. You see, the Marshal mentions, just as we say, that it dovacham. So, is nivla in the kele below reitei. So mimele, even if the kele is seinen, so it's also nivla bikulo. So he says no. Hayne yichas shneim cham yatach cham leesak in itile udon kule in amuel cham leesak in klipe laafukim lo yisered below reitei lo yitzoch lo yitile lo yklipe umashal shetolo ze bazel lo yedati ma'yin ze lo ze gam tmoani olof. Do you go for a posag before you call a boss or shom? The nosan retei agomo, kereiti retei arbikoro shemola bo bosso sage b'shishim neged klipos. So suppose he poured retei hot soup in a kare shemola bo bosso. So that kare has a bli ovisa. Is sage b'shishim neged klipos. So if the soup has 60 measures neged the klipa of the kele, so then the soup is muta. So that means that the mashal is assuming that in as much as the soup was poured into a kare that is cold, so mimele we say tatoyigova. So there can only be klipe until it cools off, until the soup cools off. So within that moment, only klipe can be niflet. Klipe can be niflet. So not anymore. So it's a raya. So that's inconsistent with the shita of the mashal. But we could say that the reason is why the mashal says over there, im nosan ritei agomo kireiti friteach because shemola bubosa. So if there is 60 measures in the soup, neged the klipa of the kele, so then the soup is mutea because it will be mevatel the plate from the kale, from the kare, is because see how was the kare beleya? The kare was beleya through melich, but melich hare kriseach. So it's only mavliya kide klipe. So that's the reason as to why if there is shishim negede klipe, so mimele becomes bottle, because there is only bliya kide klipe. But in the case where the kele has a bliya bikule, then the hot soup could be mafrit the whole thing. So what kind of hysteria is there? So the shach says. So what are you going to say? The reason is why we don't require shishim neged kulo, only shishim neged klipe, because this scale, this kare was beleya through meliche, and meliach harei kreseach, so it can only be beleya kede klipe. So he says no, we cannot say that. The similarly hosom b'simen I involve the chola klines abim liche. So, because the Marshal says in Siman Vov, the chola klines abim liche. Why? Why does the whole kale, in other words, if you are meleach bosor in the kale, so then the whole kale becomes osa. But how, why should the whole kele become osa? Only the klipe of the kele should become osa, not the whole kele. So apparently the Marshal paskins that today that we are not pekin, so we treat everything as a dovah shomei. And by dovah shomei, so meliach harei kaseach is mavliya bikule. So that's the reason as to why the Marshal in Siman involved there in Yam Sheshleimei says the cholaklin esabim lich, that if you are meliach bosor in the kele, so then the whole kele is osa, because we treat everything as a dovah shomei. So mimele, so here too, in this case where nosan reiteya gomo kereite reiteya bikoro shemola boboso, so mimele, since we treat everything today, every boso, every portion of boso as a dovah shomei, so mimele meliach reiteyach is mavliya bikulei. So then if we don't say tatoi gova, so mimele it should be, so the reitiv ham should be capable of extracting the whole bliya. So we should need to, and we don't know how much bliya there is, so then we should need shishim neged the whole kele, not just shishim neged the klipe of the kele, neged the klipe of the kele. So that means that the Marshal is Seiser himself. But the Primigodim points out that there is no stire. You see, there is no stire in the Marshal, the Primigodim says. Because the reason as to why the Marshal says in Perikol HaBosor, Im Nosan Reteya Gomo, Kiretiv Reteya Bikoro, Shemolach Bo Bosor, Sage Bishishim Neged Kliposo, is not because the Marshal applies here the concept of Tatoi Gova. No, Tatoi Gova we don't apply to Ikele. In other words, an Eichel that is hot, when it's placed on a cold kele, is capable of extracting the whole blia sisa from the kele, even beyond the klipe of the kele. But the reason as to why if there is shishim neged the klipe of the kele, so the soup is mutea, because originally when the kele became a nosadike kele, how did it become a nosadike kele? By absorbing dam from the boso, fumiliche. So it was only able to absorb in the klipe of the kele. So now when he pours hot soup, so that can be maflit only the bliya sisa that there is, and that's the maximum of the bliya sisa that became nivla in the kele, only to the klipe. So if the soup is large enough, it has 60 measures neged the klipe of the kele, so it's mutar, because true that it can be maflit everything, but everything is only to the klipe. Because originally, when it absorbed, it only absorbed directly. Also, but then you ask, but the Marshal says in Siman Vov, Ticholak Lines Abim Liche. So the Primigodim points out, there the Marshal has reference to a case that is discussed in Siman Samachtes. Oh, now, in Siman Samachtes, Sivchov. So there we have the two shittas, the shita of Rashi and the shita of Tesfes. Posashanim lach vishoro kedim riche, vinosnua hakar bichli beloyadoche, vinismale mitzia, muta. So then, that's the Jewish Rashi. And then, the Ramo says, we yesh esri, tesis v'rosh. So that words, so the Marshal in Simon I'm Vov, it deals with the case where echtichas bosor that stayed in salt for 80 minutes, 24 minutes, the shiur meal. So it was already mafli the whole dam. And then without washing it off, the salt, so he put it in the kele, and it stayed overnight. So that bosor that was on the salting board for shiur meal and without being washed off, so then he put it in a kele, in a klisheinim in ukev, and overnight it stayed in that kele, that bosor with all the melech. So according to Rashi, so even, and then in the morning we saw there is a lot of tzia. So in other words, so that means that the bosor with the melech was soaked in tzia. So it should become osir. So Rashi says it's not osir. Why? Because that it does not have a din of tzia. That's like mayim. It's male balme. But there is a shite that a chilik, and the marshal discusses that shite who asa. In other words, so they are chilik on Rashi, and they hold that tzia is tzia. So mimele there it becomes osir bichulei because it's kovrish b'tzia, because the marshal there discusses the shita of Sheinim Wachilik and Rashi. So according to them, it was kovish b'tzir overnight. So Mimele becomes Osea completely. Masheinkin, where it wasn't kovish b'tzir, but it was just Nimlach. So then it has to become Osea on the basis of Moliach Harei Kereseach. If it has become Osea on the basis of Moliach Harei Kereseach, it only absorbed Kede Klipe. So Mimele, when a little later you pour hot soup into that kare, so true that the hot soup is capable of being paleed all the blia sisal that there is, but the whole blia sisal is only kidekli at the very outset. So but the raya of the mashach was since in Simon I involved, he says that the whole kele becomes osir. So we see that the marshal holds that today we have to consider everything as a davar shomei. No, so the Primogodim says no. The marshal doesn't agree with the psak of the Ramo that today we have to treat everything as a davar shomei. So memele only if it is established as a davar shomei. But if it's not a davar shomei, so then it only asks the klipe. So memele when you pour hot soup in it, so it's true, it's mavliya, the whole bliya, but the whole bliya is not more than a clip. Yerech osu la'aretz, mishum dehevel ele menanei ele mail, kein muchach hatam ha'araya shehivi ha'mordechai, peri kol ha'boso. Now, those who say that it's osea, so base it upon the fact that Nitzik, because Nitzik is chiba. So in other words, so we have a aloche that Nitzik is chibo ligabi tume, Nitzik is chibo ligabi yainesech. In other words, let's say, suppose a goy is drinking a keshel yain, and he has before him a keshel yain, so that's yainesech, and there is a little bit of wine left in the course, then a Jew will pour from a bottle wine. So, but there is a little bit at the bottom of the course, there is a little bit of yain. So when the Jew pours from a chovies into that course that has a little bit of yain nesach at the bottom, so all the yain in the bottle from which the Jew pours into the course becomes osir. Even though, I mean, the yain in the bottle did not come in contact with the drops of yain nesach that is at the bottom of the course, because nitzik. So nitzik is a chibur. So memele there is a shite that just as nitzik is a chibur ligabi tume, ligabi ayneser. So nitzik is also a chibur ligabi bliasiser. So the mele also laaris miklishin ish b'shumen kosher linayah daily sheish b'chilev v'shumen iser, because of the chibur of nitzek. But the evidence lochush, why? For a simple reason Chibur is important in Yai Nesach, because Yai Nesach, the Aloch is, if it was touched by Nivit Kechovim, so it becomes Osa. Masha'im came here by Surim, so just so true there is Chibur, but there couldn't be any Bliya Sisea. There couldn't be any Bliya Sisea in the Kele that has the Shumen Kosher, just because there is Chibur through the Neir Adil. Also, Aris Mishim da Hevel Ilem and Anilemayo. Kei Mucha Chatama, Raya Shei Vamon. Yerach Shetzoli Begide. O Yichtich Asisa Shetzoli Yichtich Asetea Vinok Azeh Bezeh. Tzorich Lehosir Kedei Nitila Kedei Nitile Soviv Hagit. Vichein Minachtich Emokim Shenoga Bichtich Asisa. Yerach Shetzoli Pirish Nishamni Shalgi Deisa Minrabano Uchedliil Sinas Amachei. וסימן קוף, דילי גופי של גידי נקקיץ ואלמכי נסבוי השום והרב בתרס חטוס סייף כלל למצעים כוסף דיירך שניצלים שם נשל גיד צורך קליפה because they are two sheets of a shape now, if ירך is ניצלים שם נשל גיד does it require קליפה only or it requires נטילה so the דרמו in תרס חטוס says that it requires נטילה so he says I'm sorry, that it requires only clip and not nitile. So, but here the Mechaba says that Yerah Shetzoli begid, Uchtirasi Shetzoli Tesetea, Tzorich Lose Kede Nitile, so if I get. So it's not in line with the Psak of the Ramo. But the Ramo here should make a comment, and he doesn't make a comment. So that means that he agrees with the Psak of the Mechaba. So he says here his own Psak in Teres Hadas. Vitzorich Leima, the love daf kenokat. Eleino chename di boye nitile. In other words, that even though the Rashach says, even though that the Ramo says tzorich klipe, but he really means because there is a machleket reshem, there is one day that klipe, and there is one day nitile. So the Ramo, in order not to involve himself in the machlekes, so he says tzorich klipe. He says tzorich lechol apoches klipe. I mean that's a little bit cool out. But according to some reshenim, it's tzorich nitile. So there is not concerned with this question, so but he just mentions it agavuche. So Mimele he mentions klipe because that's considered by everybody. But in Chaname, according to his psak, so we need kedei nitile. The lav dafke no katol in Chaname boi nitile. Nikach so some kan kedei machabah. That's the reason why he didn't make any comment. Iname kan lav dafke. So the first question the shach is that where is imidayik the mechamo is imidayik here. See, even though here he is silent, so that means that the Ramo agrees with the Psak of the Mechaba that Yerach Shenitzlein im Shamnei, so it asers kedei nitile. And the reason is why over there in Teres Chatos he says kedei klipe, because over there he doesn't want to mention a controversial thing. So in other words, so he mentions klipe because klipe the chol apoches klipe al yibedi kulam. The second loshni is no kan lav davki, but he really paskins that we only have to be kelim. Mi ha'ine likadin, avu lifi aminek da'asarav imimokim shim hefset. Now, why is it that there is a machlekes as to whether yerach shenitzle begidei, I mean yerach shetzoli that yerach shenitzle im shamni shel gid, whether it's tzorich klipe or tzorich nitile, because the rosh mentions 2 days Rishenim. Ligabi 2 days Rishenim, Ligabi Tzli and Ligabi Meliche. So there is a Machlekes Rishenim, there is a Shittes Rishenim, that both Meliche and Tzli, Aser, if it's not in Dovashomei, they Aser Kidei Nitile, Meliche too. And then there is a Shittes Rishenim, that both Meliche and Tzli, Aser Kidei Klipe, even Tzli only Aser Kidei Klipe. So the Rosh says, the Rosh says that we should be chishish lehachmia, be the raisi, and to be matzrich by tzli kidei nitil. But there is a shittes rishenim that even that it's only asas kidei klipe, not kidei nitile, even by tzli. But the Rosh says that nochin lehachmia be the raisi. Some mele, some poskim say, since the only reason as to why the Rosh says that